I'm Roseanne, a very grateful believer in Jesus, finding some victory over the side effects of childhood abuse. I've had the privilege of sharing my testimony several times over the past 3.5 years. And many of you have also heard the joint testimony of my daughter and I have shared. I felt led by the Lord to share my testimony with emphasis on how He has prepared me to handle this life He has given me. I grew up the oldest of 5 in Rochester, New York. My memories include playing in blinding snowstorms, snowball fights behind well-crafted snow forts, and being so bundled up that most movement was restricted. We went sledding for hours, and I would knock on strangers' doors near the park to ask to use their bathroom. Wow, how times have changed. I'd kill my kids. My summer memories, on the other hand, include picnics, having watermelon fights, and swimming in the backyard along with my brothers and cousins and aunts and uncles. We appeared to be one happy Italian family. One other memory I have of that time is seeing my father sitting on the edge of my parents' bed, holding a gun to his head. At the time, I wondered if I was responsible and what I could do to fix it. I was 9 years old. When he came home from the hospital, he seemed different, sleepy, withdrawn, and uninvolved. His unstable moods, irritability, and depression dominated our home. It was so oppressive. I did not realize at the time that my dad was diagnosed with severe mental illness and the impact that this would take on our family. We never spoke about my father's illness. It was a shameful secret. Our family acted as if it wasn't spoken about, then it didn't really happen. I call this denial. I felt anxious and scared most of the time, as my mom relied on me to be her support, which is a lot to require of a 9-year-old. I turned to food for comfort and denied my fears and worries. I never felt young and carefree. Life was burdensome. I found it confusing, lonely, and complicated. I quietly cried myself to sleep most nights. I was already living a life of burying my needs, keeping secrets, and having no voice to set boundaries. Unfortunately, my brain blocked out most of my early childhood memories for a long time. My teen years were another story. At the age of 12, I got drunk on a dare from my cousin, and surprisingly, I felt free of pressure and anxiety for the first time in my life until the next day. Then I was embarrassed and apprehensive about discovering the consequences of losing control. I didn't know what to do, so I called out to God to help me. Sadly, I had no idea how to connect with God. But I also did not know that God never overlooks our cries. In Psalm 72:12, the Bible says, God will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help. A divine appointment was set for me. Despite continuing to drink alcohol and pop pills, I graduated from high school and went to college to become a nurse. I added pot and sexual adventures to my growing addictions. While it was the 70s and I thought I was living free as a truly liberated woman, I had no idea at the time what was actually driving me, why I felt worthless and could only relate to men on a sexual basis. I told myself that I was in control, but I actually felt used, angry, and fearful. Ironically, in nursing school, I began to learn about this phenomenon called psychology. I discovered concepts about dysfunctional families, codependence, and the effects of mental illness on families. I think I read every self-help book written in the 1970s. I gained a lot of knowledge and worked for several years as a psychiatric nurse, but still something was missing. By the time I was 26, I was living in San Diego, California. It was a dream come true, as that's where I had always wanted to be. I took a nursing position that did not suit me, so I only stayed for 6 weeks. On my last day at work, an older nurse came to speak with me. She shared how she had been addicted to alcohol and that Jesus had set her free. I listened as politely as I could, but when she asked me to come to church sometime, I sort of nodded and headed for the door. Hazel, that older nurse, called me a few weeks later to invite me to church and out to dinner afterwards. I had been living off peanut butter and jelly sandwiches because I still didn't have a job and really wanted something else to eat. I'm so grateful the Lord knows how to draw us to himself. I ended up going to church with Hazel 3 times, and at dinner on the 3rd visit, she asked me how I was experiencing church, and I started to cry. I had already spent the last 3 services crying anyway. I said, "This is what I have been looking for my whole life." And right there, at Bob's Big Boy in Chula Vista, California, I accepted the precious, loving gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 2:8, God's word is that by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. The divine appointment was met, and I have never been the same since. I felt so deeply in love with Jesus as his unconditional love and grace were poured out on me. I hungered for his presence and to know his word. I am grateful that the Lord was not intimidated by all the trash I brought to him. My thoughts were so worldly that he took me out of psychiatry for several years to wash my mind and renew it with his word. I needed a lot of cleansing. My Lord proved himself to me over and over, making my life verse Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which states, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he will direct your path." Several changes came quickly through God's amazing grace, and Jesus proved himself trustworthy to me. Let me take you back a few years. When I was a senior in high school, I suddenly started having headaches on a daily basis. They continued all through college. After many visits to specialists, a bone spur was found in my cervical spine. This was the culprit of the headaches, pain, numbness, and loss of movement in my neck. I had surgery and to have it removed 10 days after college graduation. The surgery was successful, and I backpacked across Europe for several weeks, carrying 85 pounds on my back and being pain-free. Regrettably, my neck pain... Yay, Jesus! Regrettably, my neck pain and headaches returned 1 year later. The doctor informed me that due to the surgery, I had developed a rapidly growing arthritis that began attacking most of my joints. I was in constant pain again. Movement was rough, and I was only 21 years old. The only relief I had was smoking pot. So, as a brand new Christian, when I read in God's Word, Psalm 107:20, that God sent his word and healed them all, I asked him to do the same for me. And he did. I was healed of the arthritis and pain that very moment. The desire for pot was gone. I didn't need it. I wasn't in pain. He then delivered me from my temptations with alcohol and promiscuity. I was truly a new creation, just like 2 Corinthians 5:17 states, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things become new. At the age of 21, I met my excuse me, 28, I met my husband at church. We were married a year later in 1983. Ironically, I found myself married to a man that had untreated mental illness. Prior to marriage, he was able to keep this hidden, as most of our time spent together was at church, Bible studies, and prayer meetings. We were determined to stay pure. Very soon after our wedding, his unstable moods, irritability, and depression regulated our lives. It was a huge flashback to my childhood. I spent the first 2 years of my marriage working in intensive care and going to Bible college. I believe the Lord blessed me with this opportunity so that I would stay anchored in Him until His plans for our marriage were fulfilled. The marriage was very turbulent, and I found myself seeking comfort in food as I had in childhood. I spent time each week fasting and praying for our marriage. However, I felt anxiety building to epic levels. So I asked the Lord to show me what was going on. During the same time frame, I was inundated with news articles, Christian magazine articles, radio shows, and TV talk exposés about child sexual abuse. I felt apprehensive and panicky every time I heard those discussions and ran to drown my feelings in food. I finally quit trying to run from my feelings and waited on the Lord to work in me. In the loving arms of Jesus, I was able to allow the painful memories of my own sexual abuse at the hands of my father to flow. Painful memories were unleashed, but did not destroy me. The Lord assured me that we would overcome as fear and anxiety were broken off me. Jesus brought so much healing to me over the next several years as I sought godly counseling. In 1986, we welcomed our firstborn son. He was born in a horrendous crisis. He was very critically ill, and the doctor informed me that he may not be viable. He was full term. When I was alone with the Lord, I reminded him that he told me children were a gift from God. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Psalm 127:3. I said, I don't accept those doctor's words, but only yours. My son had multiple brain infarcts, which is strokes. He was in congestive heart failure and kidney shutdown and started having seizures. Initially, I was in shock and did not get to hold my baby as he was rushed to the infant intensive care unit. He was going to be sent to another hospital with more high-tech services. I asked them to at least let me see him before he is moved. I had a C-section and I was not able to get up. They wheeled him down in the incubator, and I opened it. I laid my hands on him, and I said, be healed in Jesus' name. And they took him away. I was scared and alone. My husband left the hospital right after the baby's birth. I called out to Jesus. I prayed and prayed. People all over the country were praying for him. I asked my Lord what I should do, and he told me to give David to him. Place him on the altar and trust him. I did that. And within 2 weeks, David came home and was doing great. The doctor said to me, sometimes kids heal themselves. Yeah, right? But I said, Jesus healed him. He had no real delays, and he was up walking and talking by his first birthday with no problems. You know why? All things are possible with God. Very unexpectedly, I got pregnant with my daughter when my son was 9 months old. As our marriage deteriorated even further, she was born safely at the hospital in September 1987. However, after a very scary attack from my husband, when my daughter was 4 months old, the three of us left San Diego. We moved back to Rochester, New York, my hometown. I worked as a child care provider for the first year in New York so I could help my two little ones feel safe in their new location. I then went back to nursing in ICU, and the Lord blessed us with our own home. Tragically, I acquired hepatitis, working in ICU, and ended up being unable to work for several months. I was so sick that talking or concentrating were a challenge. Despite this unexpected development, 1 month after purchasing my own home, God had us covered. People from work in our church donated money for our mortgage and utilities. One couple bought us groceries every week for 9 months. Another couple took my children out for activities while others came over and took them swimming in our backyard. We were so blessed, and our Lord never let us down. Towards the last couple of years of my last couple of months of my recuperation, my husband came to visit for the first time in 2 years. He was so kind and caring that I believed him when he said he had changed with God's help. The kids and I had a month-long trip to San Diego, and my husband really did seem changed. He verbally repented for his treatment of me and said he was getting professional help. Now, to show you how sincere he was, he moved from San Diego to upstate New York in November 1990. I thought, if you leave San Diego, you must have changed. Within a couple of months, he returned back to his old ways. I told the Lord that I would continue in this marriage if he wanted me to, but I asked him to remove all of the love from me if he wasn't going to heal us. In answer to this prayer, I found myself pregnant with my last child. The reconciliation baby became my consolation present as my husband left and we got divorced. The Lord of the impossible would not ignore the free will he had given us, as he disclosed to me that it takes two to fix a broken relationship, and my husband was not willing. We did not divorce because my husband had mental illness, but because he refused all medical treatment, preferring drugs and promiscuity to manage his mental illness. I had accepted Jesus as my husband and provider. His faithfulness was unwavering as I raised my three children in a God-centered, loving home. My trust in the Lord grew continually as I leaned on him daily. Little did I know that I was being prepared for the battle of my life. In 1999, I was diagnosed with breast cancer and eventually required a double mastectomy. I was out of work for over a year, and guess what? The Lord had it covered. The people that I worked with donated over 6 months of their vacation time to me. I was only planning to be out a couple of weeks. They adopted our family for Christmas and blessed us abundantly. Every week, food boxes, pizzas, and even Godiva chocolates were delivered to us. God never fails. I have been asked countless times, how did you get through raising three kids alone, handle several illnesses, cope with the mental breakdowns of your children, and the financial challenges that were never ending? And the only answer I have is Jesus. He showed himself strong to me every step of the way. As I learned his ways, My faith grew, and I have learned to trust him and to know that he will never leave me or fail me or reject me. There is no way that I will deny him, because he is faithful and has demonstrated that to me over and over again. My daughter and I shared a joint testimony on June 7th on our experiences in dealing with mental illness. I wanted to share that no matter what you may face, no matter how scary it is, no matter what the enemy whispers in your ear, if you cling to God and his word, he will come through for you. It has taken me a long time to realize that I spent most of my life living in denial. Denial of fears, denial of the past, denial of my needs, and denial of my need for God. My children and I moved to Oregon in 2009. We needed a fresh start and wanted to reconnect with my sister. We began attending Rolling Hills and learned about CR. At my first CR meeting, a woman was sharing her testimony, and it sounded like my story. I knew I was in the right place. CR has given me a forever family where I feel safe being me and have an opportunity to serve my Lord. To the newcomer, I want to encourage you to give God a chance. With Jesus as our higher power, we can have courage to take off our masks and be the authentic self he made us to be. In this safe place, we can be healed and delivered from our hurts, habits, and hang-ups, as denial and defeat become things of the past. As we accept God's love and forgiveness, we have something to give to others. God is no respecter of persons. What he's done for me, he will do for you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.